And we're back on Niaga Awani talking about online fraud on the rise globally and the recent pandemic having accelerated online transactions. Concern are being felt by the expansion of digital solutions such as instant loans, real-time payments. The pandemic fueled digital onboarding and contactless services. Accelerated digitization has been accompanied by increased fraud and cyber risk. Evidenced by Malaysia witnessing over 55,000 cybercrime cases with losses amounting to 1.8 billion ringgit from 2021 until July 2023. And to discuss further, joining me this morning is Eric Habegger, Group CEO of CITOS Digital. I want to say thank you very much for joining here. How are you, Eric?
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. Definitely fantastic to have you here. Maybe, Eric, we can start some of the key highlights that you can share and the results from the 36-month report released by CITOS ID Guard regarding the potential fraudulent application in the Malaysia's banking sector.
Sure. CITOS ID Guard has been in the market. It's the first and only fraud bureau that aggregates the applications from the top banks in the country. We do this real time, so every application for these top banks goes through our platform, and we perform the analytics via our fraud databases and the systems that we have. We check online and we identify any potential or suspicious applications. So we have done in the last 3 years verification of over 7 million applications in all sorts of credit types in the market. And we've been able to identify 5,700 credit applications confirmed frauds, saving 319 million ringgit to the partner banks.
All right, how does CITOS ID Guard leverage on CITOS' extensive database and suite of fraud and identification services to detect potentially fraudulent applications? What specific services and technologies are involved in this?
So this is a very sophisticated platform and analytics process. What we do is we consolidate all the information and the applications from all the member banks, and everybody contributes the data. And we go through the process of checking among those banks, among those applications, as well as our database to identify real-time any discrepancy. So for example, if we identify that somebody has applied with a different sorts of information, they put a different income, or they have different personal information to the one that we have identified in our databases or in any member of the consortium, then we can immediately flag it real time and provide the information to the bank to do further analysis of that application in particular. In addition to this, we have added very importantly, we have added machine learning to identify patterns over these years and over these 7 million applications, to identify patterns that might flag any suspicious behavior.
With the rise of online fraud and the acceleration of digital transactions due to the pandemic, what challenges and risks have emerged in the Malaysian banking sector? And how has this affected the need for fraud detection system like CITOS ID Guard?
So everybody is in the process of doing online applications, online credit requests, and it's just a natural evolution of the industry. And at CITOS, we want to empower both the banks and the credit providers, as well as the users, to be able to connect in a safe environment. And so this is a very important tool that we have put together. It's part of a comprehensive solution of fraud prevention technologies. We provide EKYC solutions to over 100 banking and non-banking institutions. So we do the assessment of identity, facial, as well as IC and other knowledge-based validations, as well as multi-phase ID and digital footprint. So we combine all these to prevent the emergence of fraud. It is very possible for fraudsters to steal identities or to create fraud rings, and therefore affecting both the consumers as well as the financial institutions. So what we're trying to do here is to create transparency and provide a better environment, a safer environment for everybody to go and get credit online.
Could you elaborate on the improvements that CTOS ID Guard has recently rolled out, including enhanced fraud detection, improved efficiency in fraud investigation, and even the integration of machine learning models? How do these improvements benefit the digital finance sector and economy especially?
So a couple of very interesting things. After 3 years and after 7 million applications that we have scanned real time, the depth of information that we have been able to capture, and every time we identify fraud and it is confirmed, we're able to feed this to the machine learning algorithm, which we have improved recently with better predictive capabilities. This increases the identification of any suspicious activity, as well as better accurately identify those cases that might be a mistake as opposed to those that are fraud. So the machine learning process is being constantly updated to improve the accuracy based on huge databases, as well as improved capabilities that we're providing to the member banks in a better user interface and better tools to identify those frauds very quickly.
And one more, how CTOS ID Guard even plan to adapt to evolving fraud patterns and new challenges in the digital finance landscape? We know that digital is fast moving. And what are the ongoing efforts to enhance fraud detection and operational efficiency?
So a couple of things. It's very important to keep at the forefront of the fraud, because online applications on credit is just going to continue. As more banks and more financial institutions offer this, and the appetite for consumers to continue to onboard. So in addition to strengthening our platforms for the prevention and detection of any fraudulent activity, as I mentioned, improving our algorithms in machine learning, increasing the databases that we have and checking those databases to facilitate the identification of fraud, we are providing also a lot of additional tools like financial education to our large database of customers. We currently have more than 3 million people registered in our CTOS systems to prevent, help them prevent and identify fraud cases. So we're continuously educating consumers as well as providing tools to the banks facilitating this online activity.
Can you share some of the specific case studies or examples of how ID Guard has successfully identified and prevented fraudulent application, thereby safeguarding the banking industry and consumers?
Yeah, so I can't provide, you know, specific examples of customers, but I can give you some idea of what are the types of things that we identify, right? So the first one is identifying any particular cases of tampering with information, that personal information, like you apply with a different income in one particular application as compared to others. And so we are able to identify that it doesn't match, right? It doesn't match our records, or it doesn't match other applications that have been provided in other institutions. So that's a first case. The second case, very typical, is that given that this is real time, we can identify customers that have been applying in parallel in different institutions, trying to surpass their capacity of loans. The other case that is very typical is identity fraud, where we can identify that somebody has been using the same information with different profiles. So they might have the IC with a different face, or they might have different information. And basically, they have stolen or created a fake profile. These are some of the examples of things that we can detect real time in these applications.
All right, as you mentioned, it's definitely important to identify all the issues that needs to be addressed so we can create a better and safe future, especially talking about the digital and the trend that must be that must be addressed in the future. Definitely, Osini, thank you very much to our guest today, Eric Hamburger, the Group CEO of Cetos Digital.